Sharon, I was on earlier, and then I had to jump off. I'm outside now, but yes, God is good, and He certainly has done beyond what we could ask or think. He's already done that, and He continues to do that, putting His Spirit in us without condition. Was definitely an above all we could ask or think event. And I love making that kind of the example for everything else. So we are to think really big and see really big. So yeah, one of the wonderful things recently I've been practicing really is seeing the invisible. And yeah, Lawrence has talked about this too, saying it's talked about it. And of course, we've known this since Hebrews 11:1, right? And I've known that verse for all my life. But there's something about God giving you a fresh perspective on something you've known about and that you know is true, but you need to see it from a bigger, deeper, wider perspective. And so I have really thought about that and started practicing seeing the invisible, because as I think about it, it should be as natural for me as what I see with my eyes, my physical eyes. So we're seated in the heavenlies, right? We're seated at God's right hand, and that is our perspective, right? So being where we are there and here, we have in the world prior to being born again, and maybe a little bit after that too, been very conditioned to look at what is visible. You know, we've been trained. We've been programmed, really. And we got very, very accustomed to that. So now what it is we are born again. We have God's Spirit within us. And all of our realm, because it's different kingdom, different rules, seated at his right hand, all of it's invisible. Meaning that it can't be seen with physical eyes. And I know I shared this before, but Hebrews 11:1 says that that is not really the case for us, because we see the invisible with our heart of faith. So I have really taken this to heart. And the other thing I realized too is, and that I practice, is as he is, so are we. So I am in Christ's stead, and I have the competence, ability, mind, heart, faith, love, I mean, everything that Jesus Christ was and is at this moment, I am that. I am that person. Okay, so whatever comes into my view that tells me otherwise really is a lie. And yeah, I've told myself lots of lies in the past. And I'll say that the greatest lies are the ones you tell yourself, because those are the ones that are the most, they are the closest to you. You know, they're inside your head and inside your heart. And somebody else put them there. You didn't really come up with them. You lived through an event, or you lived through someone else's traditional doctrine or whatever, and you picked stuff up along the way. You know, we all do. We all did in the past. Okay, well, we see that in Christ's dead, we are completely new. And all of that really is of the old. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Every single thing about me is new. That is the truth. That is the reality. Everything. I am filled up to the full, to the capacity, flowing over with heaven, with God's Spirit, with Christ in me. And that is the reality. But yeah, so There are things that that I lived through and still kind of carry the memory of that hurt or whatever it was. And so sometimes it comes into view, you know. But the simple reality is all I have to do with that is simply say, you're not relevant to me anymore. And you are not of heaven. I am of heaven. You are not of heaven, whatever that thing is. And you don't belong in my space because I am of heaven. So just go ahead and be gone. And so Sarah and I, the other day, actually this was yesterday, she had gone through her stuff. This is stuff that she kind of had around for a few years. And she took everything and put it into a two huge bags. She just dumped it in. And I didn't look at it. And I was like, okay, it's all good. She wanted to get rid of these things, and I know there's memories attached. So I didn't really say anything. I just let her go ahead and put it in the bag and put it in the back of the car. Well, then last night, actually late yesterday afternoon, she started to think a little bit about maybe there were some things in there that she wanted to donate, you know, like somebody else might really want to use these and be blessed by them. So I said, okay, that's a good idea, you know, and it's your idea. I have to be careful, everything's not my idea. So she decided she wanted to go through them. I said, okay, that's great. And they were in the back of the car, so late yesterday afternoon, she went back there. And she opened the bags up, and I stayed in the house. I wanted to stay away from it because it was her thing. And so after about an hour, I thought I better go out and check. Well, she had taken both bags and just dumped them out on the ground all over. And I mean, they were spread everywhere. It was a lot of papers and a lot of just stuff. And so I went out there and I said, okay, well, what do you want to do with this? Because you have a lot of stuff here that really you don't need to keep. It does go in the trash, and maybe there are a few things in here you would like to salvage or donate or whatever. I said, so let me go get another bag, and then you go ahead and pick up everything that you want to throw away and put it into the bag. Well, she did, and she did it quickly and wonderfully, and she said, you know, that felt good. And I said, yeah, I know it did, because that was a lot of memory stuff there. And I said to her, you know, you can do that same exact thing with the trash that's in your head, but somebody else put it there, you know. You didn't volunteer to take it on because it was hurtful at the time. You can do exactly the same thing with those kind of pictures and memories, the things you remember, the things that pop in your head that tell you, you know, you're this or you're that or you're not good enough or whatever, because that happens a lot with her. I said, you can do the same thing. Throw it in the trash just like you did, because that's what God says. Old things are passed away, but I still remember some of them. Okay, but that doesn't mean that's what they are. They're passed away, but yeah, I remember. It's just a memory. That's all it is. It's a picture, an image, a memory, which produces a feeling. So she did it all. And then this morning, of course, we were both listening to y'all share. And the other thing, too, I thought about last night was concerning the same thing, is how many things we consent to. How many things are still just floating around in our head and our heart because we consent to leave them there when they really do need to just go in the trash. And, you know, it's a lot of things if you start to think about it. And words are so much a part of that. They're words. And the words carry a meaning. You know, it's like the name of Jesus Christ is above every name. So everything has a name. If you look around, you realize that everything you're looking at has a name. But it's not only just that name, it's everything that that name also entails, everything that that name means. You know, like depression. It's one word, but it has all kinds of stuff that it describes. You know, my daughter was in special ed. Special education, yeah, that just two words, but it encompasses tons and tons of emotional trauma and hurt. But it's just two words. So words are very powerful, and somebody was mentioning earlier today about, yeah, when we speak the words of God, that was Tom, I think. So I said to her, you know, those words and those things, you can also dump in the trash. So she has been doing that, like this morning. She did really great with it. And so, yeah, I'm doing it too, because when things pop up and make me feel a certain way, and you too, it's all of us, you know, that feeling comes from an image, an event, somebody that spoke words to us, and they can be laid aside. And as Ephesians actually says, it's just laid aside. It's former conversation. It's the former manner of life. It's programming. It's not reality. It's just stuff we remember. But when we remember, like for my daughter, it hurts all over again. So we're practicing that, and it's great, 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 because in heaven, none of these things exist. And heaven is our reality, and so we do have the authority to say, okay, that one just goes in the trash, because it is not my reality. So, yeah, that's it. Love you all. And we are happy, happy, because that right-hand side of God is the most powerful place to be in all of creation. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And these are the pleasures God wanted us to feel. And we can't feel that pleasure that he has made us to feel. And it does make us happy. So that's it. I love you. Bye.